Let us move on to item number 5, which is on the conceptual design of a dry weather flow interceptor at Cherry Street Box Culvert, which is your paper number TFK-02-2013. So this is the Tai Kok Choi area. So for members' information, DSD actually proposes to construct a dry weather flow interceptor, DWFI, at Cherry Street Box Culvert in Tai Kok Choi to collect the polluted flow in order to improve the water quality and the associated odor problem at the new Yau Ma Tei Typhoon Shelter. And upon the completion of this project, about 75% of the open space zone would still be open for public enjoyment. A major portion of this site actually falls within an open space zone on the draft Southwest Kowloon Outline Zoning Plan, number S/K20/27. And a planning application to the Town Planning Board will be required for implementing this project. So DSD and their consultants will seek our task force comments on this proposal and the conceptual design of the DWFI at this meeting. And now let me welcome the following representatives to the meeting. From Drainage Services Department, DSD, Mr. Gabriel Wu, Mr. Raymond Sit, Ms. Elaine Wong, from Black and Vich Hong Kong Limited, Mr. Calvin Lau, Mr. Glenn Chan, Mr. Colin Chan, and from A-Lead Architects Limited, Mr. Cantus Bay. Welcome. I think Mr. Calvin Lau will give us the presentation, right? Please give your presentation within 15 minutes. Thank you. Sorry. Before you begin, may I now have to invite members to declare interest, if you have any, on this particular item? If no, let's begin. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. 或者我代表渠務署先多謝大家即係聽我哋呢個簡介啦。咁我哋頭先
唔使介意，我哋係 bilingual 嘅，係絕對可以中英文嘅嚇。Okay. 不過你俾少少時間 member 戴翻個 headphone 先。
喂，我哋都多謝大家因為我哋都希望係就住我哋呢一個項目咧，徵求大家嘅意見，或者先多謝大家個因會俾我哋嘅意見啦。咁或者我簡單講講，即係話我哋其實渠務署喺頭先主席都提咗，即係話我哋希望喺大角新油麻地避風塘呢個位置咧，做一個旱流嘅截流設施。咁、那個目的咧就係希望將而家我哋叫一條叫櫻桃街嘅雙型暗渠裏面嘅汗流咧，我哋就截取咗，然之後咧直接送翻去我哋嘅污水系統裏面，咁希望從而咧就減低從呢、這個櫻桃街雙型暗渠而會帶到落去新油麻地避風塘嘅污染物咧，就都可以避免佢直接帶咗落海，而喺中途咧，我哋就希望截取咗佢。咁而我哋個建議咧，就我哋都考慮過唔同嘅方案，咁最後我哋選擇咗咧，就係將呢個截流設施咧，就設喺呢個櫻桃街雙型暗渠嘅出口。咁佢就啱啱喺位於就而家大角咀新油麻地避風塘嘅海邊。咁因此咧，咁我哋都覺得就要提交喺呢個委員會咧，就徵求大家就住我哋呢個設計嘅意見。咁而家我哋設計其實開始咗幾個月，咁而家我哋有個初步嘅一個設計，咁希望就住咗初步設計咧，就收集大家嘅意見，然之後咧，我哋再將呢個設計咧，再從而再跟住發展落去。咁或者我交俾我哋顧問公司嘅董事阿劉生就介紹我哋呢個項目，唔該。
多謝各位委員，我介紹而家呢個項目咧，就係櫻桃街呢個雙型雨水渠旱季污水截流嘅概念設計簡介。 咁首先咧就我會講下啲內容啦，佢就有背景啦，同埋有呢個設計嘅考慮啦，同埋嗰個概念嘅設計。咁大家睇到呢張圖咧，其實我哋個位置咧就喺一個新油麻地避風塘嘅角落頭嘅，就近住咧呢個奧運站，大約對出嚟大約係相約大約100米度啦，就喺個新油麻地避風塘嘅框框嗰度嘅。咁首先呢一個旱季污水截流點解有咁嘅需要咧？其實就喺大約2007年至到2009年嘅期間咧，就喺環保署咧就做咗一個雨水排放西九龍及荃灣污水收集整體計劃研究裏面咧，就揾到喺呢個雨水渠裏面咧，喺呢個櫻桃街雨水渠裏面咧上游咧就有一啲比較上係系統裏面咧就啲水質係比較差嘅，咁咧就因而咧就亦都順住嗰個雨水渠咧就排出嚟呢個新油麻地避風塘，咁引致有啲咩咧？就睇到呢幅相咧，你都睇到有啲污染物啦、浮油物啦，都喺一個呢、這個八個孔嘅雙型雨水渠外面嘅，咁走出嚟嘅情況咧，就有啲係污水積聚啦，同埋就引發一啲臭味嘅。咁我哋就有啲建議方法啦。第一個咧就係喺呢個櫻桃街呢個污水渠雨水渠嘅前面啦，最出水位之前咧，就建造一個櫻桃街呢個旱季污水截流系統。咁大約完成咗之後咧，就會將大約全年嘅旱季污水咧，就有 70% 可以截咗佢嘅，咁因而咧就呢、這個污水引致嘅臭味嘅問題咧，就加以改善啦，同埋亦都改善呢個新油麻地避風塘嘅環境嘅。咁呢個工程項目咧就交予咗俾我哋公司啦，博威顧問工程公司啦，咁就去做呢個勘探研究設計同埋呢個建造嘅。咁我哋亦都包括咗我哋有一個建築師啦，就係領建建築事務所有限公司。咁主要我哋呢、這個旱季污水截流嘅系統咧，包括有啲乜嘢咧？包括有一個泵房啦，呢、這個泵房咧係會泵翻喺我哋截咗流之後嗰啲水去一個污水嘅系統裏面啦。咁同埋亦都將一啲喺截咗啲海水會泵翻出海嘅。咁第二樣嘢咧，亦都喺呢一個截流裏面咧，就會做一個緊急雙型嘅排水渠。因為點解咁咧？因為其實嗰個雨水渠本身係再嚟做呢、這個防洪嘅用處嘅。咁如果有啲咩問題嘅話咧，做多一個咧會係比較係安全啲。咁另外咧，亦都有一套咧，就係呢啲水閘咧。就大部分佢哋都係喺水下低見到嘅，不過當然亦都有啲因為有一個spindle 嗰啲咧就會趌出嚟嘅。咁呢、這個計劃表咧，就而家我哋進行緊呢、這個勘察同埋初步研究啦。咁如果呢、這個我哋個工程咧。如果係順利嘅話咧，就會係即係經過咁多階段嘅諮詢啊咁樣咧，順利嘅話就可以喺2013年嘅8月咧就進行呢、這個招標。咁希望嗰、那個建築期間咧就會喺呢個2014年嘅2月至到2018年嘅9月完成嘅。咁或者喺呢幅圖裏面講一講本身個西九龍分區計劃大綱圖則啦。咁我哋嗰個綠色嘅地方咧，就其實喺而家個優點地方裏面咧，就會做呢、這個污水截流嘅呢個建造嘅工程。咁就我哋如果係得到委員你哋支持嘅話，我哋進一步咧就會再去城規會申請呢個改變土地用途嘅。 咁喺呢個設計考慮裏面咧，我哋有幾樣嘢都考慮過嘅。就首先係個技術考慮啦，技術考慮裏面包括佢個功能嘅需要啦，咁同埋嗰個運作同埋維修嘅需要嘅。至於喺土地個用途嗰方面咧，我哋要考慮咧呢、這個休憩用地啦，同埋盡量減少呢個佔地嘅面積嘅。咁至於海港嗰方面嘅諗法咧，我哋嘅目的亦都希望方便行人啦，同埋就有啲生氣喺呢個海港附近可以一樣用到啦，工作嘅消閒嘅地方啦，同埋就係同埋附近嘅大角咀個海濱長廊咧作一啲結合嘅。咁或者呢個運作，我哋少少喺呢個呢個圖表裏面咧，就做少少 animation 啦嚇。咁當落雨嗰陣時咧，就啲水咧就好似嗰一號嗰個字咁樣，就係流出去大海啦嚇。咁就我哋如果要封咗嗰個海嗰陣時咧，就係要落咗出面一道閘啦。咁啲水咧就會俾啲海水會俾呢個閘咧，同埋嗰個雨水暗營渠嗰邊咧就會分開咗嘅嚇。咁落咗呢個閘之後咧，咁、那個泵房就開始運作啦，就將裡面本身喺個雨水渠裡面嗰啲水咧就泵翻出去海度啦嚇。直至到去到一個低位嘅時候咧，我哋第二個閘咧就會落嘅。咁落咗嗰陣時咧，就出面嘅水同裡面嗰、那個雨水渠嗰個情況咧就分開咗，咁啲污糟嘅汗流嘅水咧就會經過呢、這、一個閘咧就隔咗去到嗰個泵房嗰度，然之後泵去嗰個污水嘅系統裏面嘅。咁而家我哋個初步嘅設計咧就係喺個油麻地防空塘個各個位置度咧就會有一個泵房啦。咁但係呢個泵房我哋係唔會阻住呢喺兩邊通過嘅呢、這個喺海邊呢個長廊嘅。咁應該喺黃色呢個地方裏面呢，我哋仍然都會係盡量係即係會放返俾呢個公眾呢用返嘅。咁呢個亦都係第二個角度睇埋佢㗎啦。呢、這個就喺海輝度睇埋佢個角度啦。亦都近鏡啲睇嗰個海輝道嗰、那個將來會開放俾公眾人士用㗎啦。咁就只係呢喺一個維修嘅期間呢，或者要清理裡面嗰啲污糟物嗰陣時呢，就會係呢個地方會暫時係佢冇住愛嚟做返一啲清理嘅用地方嚟嘅。咁我哋就都做咗一個從一個喺海個角度睇埋去一個位置啦，相應嚟講大約會係一個咁嘅模式嘅。咁就當呢、這個要清理一啲污染物嗰陣時呢，大約係需要係有三至四個月嘅時間呢，就喺個旱季嘅時間呢，就喺我哋呢個啡色嘅地方裏面呢，就會係佔用返嚟做一個清理用嘅。咁就我哋都考慮過同附近嘅周圍幾個配合啦。咁有一啲地方呢，就係、是、睇到紅色同埋綠色嘅就係呢個大角咀個Advance 個 Promenade 嘅 work 係 CDD 做緊嘅。咁中間亦都有一條通道啦，咁我哋而家呢條通道咧就會同其他部門咧一齊研究睇下呢個位置會係邊個負責埋嘅嚇。咁就都係各位委員俾個機會我哋去介紹呢個項目，唔該。
唔該曬。Anyone want to raise any comment? Why? Then Paul and Franklin.
Thank you, Chair. 中文台就頭先即你哋 show 嗰、那個即嗰啲 design 咧，因為你喺個 maintenance 嗰陣時咧，你係要即area close to the public。咁好多時咧，因為個 maintenance 咧，你哋都會 impose 好多 design constraint 喺嗰、那個即嗰、那個 usage 嗰度。咁喺呢個 case 嚟講，會唔會係因為要allow 嗰個 maintenance crew 入嚟做嘢，係喺上面其實係乜嘢都唔可以有嘅，即係唔可以有植物啦。咁除咗係 paving 黑 paving 咁咧，同埋嗰個 pumping station 咧，因為其實佢個 location 咧都好 prominent 嘅。咁即係其實可唔可以喺即係有翻多啲即係 landscape 啊，或者係你喺嗰、那個顏色啊，即係嗰啲 finish 嗰方面咧，係可以令到佢係冇咁即係 prominent， 係 more harbour friendly 個 design。
Thank you， 阿 Paul。
Yes. Okay. The I'm trying to understand how this thing works, so that I can make comments that make sense. So I've never heard of an interceptor, so I have to learn quick. Just a few thoughts right away. If we're going to design the edge of the water, I think that the edge of the water should have the same as the waterfront further out. The setback of the railings and the bollards, so that if somebody wants to tie up a boat or whatever, they can continue to do that. So that this is, we've asked for the same thing to happen around the advanced waterfront promenade as well. You can see currently about the waterfront promenade all the way closer to the breakwater. They've already done that, so I think it should just continue the same style. Then at least people can still continue to use the typhoon shelter and so on. I can see that the interceptors don't have to be all in one line. I mean, you've set back one for the staircase. Can we be more creative? But it really depends a little bit about how this the top area operates, what you need to do. And if we want to make the top area useful, one thing is shade, and the other one is seating, and the other one is greening. But if you say we can't do greening because I have to lift all the panels all the time, can I put a roof partly? I mean, I think we can probably work harder on making the top surface work. We want to get the water cleaned up, so I'm not going to question the capacity or the size of this thing now. Where you put those little trees? What is that little corner? Is that not public access, or it could be public access? Your pumping station, does that have to be something that's absolutely closed off? Yeah, that greening area, that area, does that have to be closed? Or could that be open and be connecting? Those are my immediate... Is there any current use for any of the site? Is part of this used for the marine refuse, or is that next door? That's next door. It's not, this
next
is
door.
Completely.
Next door.
This is complete. This is nothing going on right now. Is
no.
It?
Okay. No.
The chair, those are my initial questions. If I understand the operation better, I might be able to make more suggestions, or do it offline separately, working with the team.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul. Franklin.
系唔该，主席。就剛才個 project team 其實都有 mention， 即係喺海輝道另外嗰邊都有一個 Avenue Park， 就係 CDD 嗰個做緊啦。咁我記得好似上一次會都有傾過嗰度，咁我哋都係即係睇到嗰個係比較靜態啲嘅公園嚟嘅。咁可能同你呢個呢，其實嗰個使用上呢都會即係夾嘅，因為即係呢度基本上即係多咗一笪 open space 咁樣嘅，即係啲 box cover 你可能要揭開去維修咁樣。咁就如果可以嘅話呢，就即係兩個有啲聯繫喺呢個設計上喺外觀上呢，咁令到佢變成呢比較係一體啲呢就會好啲。咁我睇到最大嗰個障礙呢就會係即係嗰個 pumping station。咁可能呢就我自己睇呢，可能因為啲 box cover， 我唔知個 alignment 係咪已經定曬或者直情係 existing 嘅，咁所以呢你就騰唔到。咁所以話點解喺海輝道嗰度有個 existing pumping station 啦，就唔喺佢隔離呀，其實喺嗰度隔離擺返嗰啲 pumping station， 而嗰啲 box cover 如果騰到嘅話呢，騰去而家個 pumping station 嗰邊，咁變咗 pumping station 嗰度都可以做埋一個 open area。 咁但係如果做唔到嘅話呢，都想 visually 呢睇下有冇辦法呢，就嗰、那個頭先講嗰啲即係 above ground 嗰部分呢，可唔可以做得即係 open 一啲呢，即係而家呢就啱啱切斷曬兩邊，即係 CDD 嗰邊同你哋渠務處呢一邊呢，就變咗係兩個細啲嘅地方，尤其是你哋嗰個即係比較細呢，就好難 好難有一個自己嘅用途。咁再一樣嘢就係、是、我見到嗰個 perspective 嗰度呢有啲波瀾呢 along 嗰個 pavement 嗰邊係咪必須嘅呢，同埋就如果係佢係一個 open 嘅 area， 譬如話一年你只需要維修四個月嘅，咁另外八個月有冇計劃有乜嘢嘅 activities 擺喺嗰度呢，咁而如果有 activities 呢再去 design 嗰個 open area 呢會好過呢而家就咁做咗一個一個 generic 嘅，總之一個 open 嘅地方啦，你想做咩都好啦，咁樣。咁反為呢睇落去呢好似好有彈性咁，但實際上呢就可能乜嘢使用嘅方法呢都冇咁適合。唔該曬。
Thank you. Tom?
Thank you. I have one simple question. Why here? Why does it have to go on the waterfront? HBF, when we were designing our integrated harbour plan back in 2009, we came up with a very simple decision tree for where a piece of infrastructure should go. Very first question was, do we need this facility? In this case, probably yes. Second question, does it have to go on the waterfront? I'm not sure. Third question is, once it's on the waterfront, is this the right place on the waterfront? Well, let's go back to the second. Does it have to be on the waterfront? For years and years and years, Hong Kong's harbourfront has been used as a solution space for pieces of infrastructure. To me, this looks like another project. The paper that came with this presentation mentions three possible sites. There was no discussion in this presentation of the three sites. There are three sites, A, B, and C, all of which are open space, one of which is on the harbourfront, two of which are inland. The other two sites appear to have been dismissed in the paper on the basis that they would, if you put it there, it would affect public enjoyment. So either put it inland and affect public enjoyment of inland open space, or you put it on the harbourfront and affect public enjoyment of harbourfront open space. Surely our harbourfront is our most treasured asset and should be protected. So I ask again, why here?
Thank you. Hi. 或者你回應之前呢，其實呢個都係其中一個我想了解嘅問題。其實呢一個設施係咪一定要喺 waterfront 啫？咁我諗應該都有一個理由喺度，但係我諗你可以同我哋委員會即係講清楚少少。我都有另外一個問題呢想問一下，因為你而家係一個泵房啦，咁泵房照計都會有啲噪音啊嗰啲嘢，咁同埋處理污水嗰啲可能會唔會都有啲臭味呢？咁如果你嗰個 presentation 頭先就講其實佢係乾旱嘅時候先用嘛 ，dry weather。咁其實喺365日裏面，其實佢係咪即係一個只係一用一個好短嘅時間，即係唔係講 maintenance， 即係佢運作嘅時間。咁如果喺佢旱季嘅時候運作嘅時候咧，佢亦都係咪24小時運作嘅咧？定係其實一個短啲嘅時間？咁我想睇下其實呢樣嘢會有幾咁影響佢附近周圍嘅居民或者啲人用呢一塊地咯，好嘛？或者你俾少少關於剛才我們不同的委員所問到的問題回應一下好嗎？麻煩你
或者我用初步回應一下呢，就是為什麼這個截污的泵房呢要在這個位置呢？其實在我們有一些沒了 slides sorry或者我當我同事喺度教緊個 slides 嗰陣時咧，我就想補充一下咧，因為喺呢、這個截流嗰個系統裏面咧，我哋其實咧就喺除咗旱季長時間會落嗰集，將一啲流出去避風塘嘅水咧全部截曬之餘咧，喺雨季嘅時間，如果知道有啲時間係冇雨嚟嘅話咧，都會落閘而係做呢個截流嘅，咁所以咧就係、是其實嗰個運作咧就係、是、視乎嗰、那個雨天嘅時間啦。咁我哋亦都希望盡量可以喺呢、這個雨季嘅時間都用到呢個截流嘅泵房嘅。咁至於個泵房本身嚟講，都會安咗一啲叫做除臭嘅設施嘅。咁所以經過個泵房裏面再去嗰個污水渠裏面嘅情況下嘅話咧，嗰啲臭味咧就係嗰度可以已經係截咗同埋隔咗㗎啦。 咁至於我哋喺考慮點解會喺呢個海邊嘅位置去諗咧，其實我哋呢一個截流器咧，即係截流呢個系統咧，一定要喺翻而家現有嘅渠上高去做嘅。如果呢個截流係搬咗去第二度地方嘅話咧，其實就一定係會做唔到嘅。咁所以咧，係嗰啲閘咧，一定要喺翻呢個暗營渠嘅上高嘅地方咧，即係路面嘅地方咧，去做落去嘅。咁我哋跟住成個嘅系統做上去睇嘅話咧，睇到就過咗呢、這個西九龍高速公路之後咧，就係、是、另外一個澳海城嘅地方啦。咁而家喺個澳海城對出嚟嗰個地方咧，其實係好多時候都用緊一個即係好多public 用緊嘅 enjoyment 嘅人士喺嗰度搞啲 function 啊、倒數啊，其他嘅嘢都喺嗰度嘅。咁再遠啲咧，喺呢個西斯嗰度咧，我哋都會見到嗰度係一個公園嘅地方，可以做呢件呢個截流嘅系統嘅。但係唔好處咧，都有一個公園亦都起咗喺度。如果我哋要做呢個截流嘅話，就會將個公園咧就會係改動咗，甚至乎可能冇一個公園喺度嘅。咁再者係呢、這個技術上高去睇嘅話咧，我哋截流都係希望所有啲污染物咧喺一笪地方裏面咧，我哋可以係清理咗佢嘅。咁如果清理個過程裏面咧係喺啲民居附近嘅話，其實就唔係話太理想嘅。亦都係如果我喺土上游去清理嘅時候咧，咁落咗喺下游嗰啲污染物嘅話，有一段幾長嘅距離嘅話呢，亦都係唔係咁理想，因為要唔知點樣去清返呢啲嘅污染物。咁如果係喺下游做呢個處理呢個污染物嘅話呢，咁佢流到嚟下游呢個地方去清理呢，係比較理想啲嘅。咁基於上述嘅理由呢，我哋選擇返都係喺呢個而家現有近呢個海港嘅地方做呢，係比較上理想嘅。咁至於咧，呢、這個維修嗰、那個頭先有提出一個維修嘅原因咧，咁我哋的而且確我哋都好想喺好想喺呢、這個我哋而家呢個設計嘅地方裏面咧，係種植一啲花草樹木，多啲 greening 嘅。咁由於我哋嗰、那個你睇到呢幅圖裏面咧，其實呢啲係全部係啲雜咧，係垂落去下低嗰個暗渠裏面嘅。total 呢度有八個雜啦，呢度有一個 emergency 嘅雜嘅。呢、這個 emergency 我哋特登要做一個 bypass 嘅 box cover 咧，係做出嚟嘅，即係 in case 其中有一個雜咧係 malfunction 嘅時候咧，喺修理嘅期間咧都可以用呢條緊急通道咧就通咗啲水去防止上高水浸嘅。咁變咗嚟講咧，喺呢個位置裏面咧，都會有好多我哋叫做揭嘅蓋啦 ，opening 啦，係要清理喺呢個閘前面一啲污糟物啊咁樣。咁所以呢個位置咧，係需要有啲車啊，或者比較重型少少嘅機器啊，咁可以即係吊翻一啲比較重啲污糟物上嚟啦。咁所以呢笪地方裏面咧，如果種得太多，種咗啲花草樹木嘅話咧，好可能就影響將來咧喺呢度進出做呢、這個即係做呢、這個維修嘅時候咧，有啲問題嘅。咁我都即係都我哋都贊同咧，即係如果呢度可以做到一個蓋，咁就係好理想嘅。但我哋又驚做咗個蓋咧，呢、這個蓋亦都會幾高下嘅，好似隔離呢個泵房都有5至6米高啦。咁如果係有一個長時間嘅一個棚喺度嘅話，或者一個蓋喺度嘅話咧，亦都唔係咁理想嘅，因為會阻咗啲視線啊，其他嘢啦。咁所以咧，就喺呢、這個landscape 嗰方面咧，我哋可以做到嘅嘢咧，就比較有限啲。當然，我哋都會諗下沿住側邊可能會有啲shops 啊，啲盡量喺一個可行性嘅地方裏面，我哋都可以種啲嘢嘅。咁嗱，呢一個閘咧，呢啲閘咧就頭先我講嘅第一道閘啦。其實有另外嗰套閘，我哋收集污水、截污水嗰套閘咧，其實已經係藏咗喺呢度嘅地下下低嘅。咁所以咧，其實成個位置我哋要考慮嘅話，其實就唔係好多，所以我哋先即係諗到冇辦法嘅情況下咧，我哋就 好難去做到一啲比較綠化嗰啲嘢。咁當然配合隔離嗰、那個公園嘅發展嘅話咧，我哋可以同其他有關部門咧，大家商討將來點樣啲顏色啊，或者其他嘢可以處理得到嘅嚇。咁其實我哋都喺嗰、那個Waterfront 呢個 Promenade 嗰條通道上高咧，因為我哋嗰、那個雨水渠，因為佢出呢個出水口同嗰、那個Harbourfront 嗰條線咧，就啱啱係一個斜角嚟嘅，咁所以咧會起到我哋好似起級起級咁樣嘅模式。咁我哋都因應呢、這個起級嘅咁嘅模式咧，就係喺前面你見到咧，我哋會做翻有啲可能啲人可能喺度即係屈咗入去地方啊，裡面咧我哋會種翻多啲花草啦。同埋俾啲可以俾佢哋做唞下嘅凳啊，咁樣就黐住呢埲呢埲黃色嘅牆咧，我哋盡量都係俾多啲可以人哋休息嘅地方，同埋可能休息嘅地方咁樣嚇。或者因為我唔係可以 cover 曬所有嘅問題啦，或者我哋渠務處嘅同事睇下可唔可以 cover 埋頭先有一啲我忘記回答嘅嘢嚇。
或者我都補充一下嗰、那個成個節流嗰個運作啦。咁可能有啲朋友可能唔係好理解。其實我哋而家目前咧就其實已經係有一個八個雙嘅，即係八個 cell 啦 ，Excel 嘅雙型暗渠係現有喺度嘅。咁呢個係一個其實喺比較大嘅一個雨水排洪嘅一個渠道嚟嘅。咁而我哋需要如果做截流嘅話咧，因為亦都呢一個雙型暗渠嗰個行水嗰個水平咧，其實去到出水嗰口咧，就其實佢係喺而家我哋嘅基準負一。呢、這個咁嘅水平嘅，咁我哋普通一般嘅譬如high tide 即係高潮嘅時候，個水位大概係正 2.5 嘅，咁所以佢長時間咧，其實喺個出水口咧都係浸住喺海以下，即係海平面嘅以下，咁所以我哋係需要有一個咧截住海水嘅一個水閘。去到截開個海水，令到我哋咧喺佢嘅上游咧係可以截取嗰個寒流。即係如果唔係咧，其實喺個雙型暗渠裏面咧，佢長時間係受海水嘅影響咧，咁其實我哋係冇乜可，即係好難咧係去即係去清理裏面嘅污染物。咁而家我哋其實希望喺呢個工程裏面咧，就係做一個水閘，咁然之後喺上游咧，亦都我哋其實頭先提咗啦，我哋又有兩套閘，咁而第一道防線咧，就其實係去截開佢個海水，咁然之後再上游嗰度閘咧，就會係將嗰啲寒流咧，就係去截取咗，就收翻入我哋個污水收集系統裏邊嘅。咁喺呢個咁嘅情況之下咧，其實我哋道閘咧，因為我哋希望喺長時間都可以運作而收到嗰、那個海水啦，咁但係喺個咁之餘咧，都仍然有部分嘅時間咧，呢、這個閘咧其實會升起上嚟，咁佢其實會突出喺地面以上嘅，咁所以頭先提過，如果我哋係擺喺另外嗰兩個選址裏面咧，其實係佢會係冇避免咧，就會影響咗現有嘅即係行人啊，或者其他人嘅用嗰個地方，咁所以喺咁嘅情況之下，我哋都係覺得喺呢度，而我哋可以係仍然保留一部分嘅地方俾，即係雖然中間有道閘喺度啦，咁但係我哋都可以留到啲地方咧，俾係大家可以當一個休憩用地用，咁亦都可以保留一個海濱長廊咁嘅位置嘅，咁或者暫時我講咁多啦，就睇下大家仲有冇其他意見咯。
頭先我哋委員啊 Franklin 提出就係話，可唔可以令到呢一個 DSD 嘅 site 同埋隔離嘅 CEDD 個 site 係有一個 connectivity？ 而家似乎好似個泵房就將佢分開咗，就兩嚿呢個可唔可以即係、就是、做啲 setback 啊，或者令到人可以行得過咧？
或者我哋睇一個利用。其實咧就現有呢個位置咧，就喺海濱長廊係喺我哋將呢張圖嘅左手邊啦。咁去到啱啱轉彎嘅位置，其實去到呢個地方係好窄嘅，即係海輝路咧去到海邊大概得 10米或者12米咁嘅長度，咁所以我哋嗰個泵房，因為佢需要將當我哋截流之後咧，嗰啲海水去海水好或者嗰啲污水咧，我哋將佢泵翻去污水系統嘅時候咧，其實我哋可以有嘅地方都唔多。我哋而家係已經係將盡量咧就將呢個泵房嗰、那個平面咧，即、就、係、是、我哋盡量減低佢喺呢個角落頭嘅一部分裏面，即係將佢喺比較闊嘅地方咧，我哋就用咗個部分，咁希望都可以留翻有一個連埋將來 CDD 會建造嘅海濱長廊咧，就會有一個連直接可以連翻去我哋呢度前，我哋喺呢個泵房或者我哋嗰個污水渠嘅前邊嗰度咧，都有保留有起碼三米。多嘅一個寬度，咁大家即係啲行人係可以係沿住海邊一路行翻出去嘅。咁亦都我哋會喺我哋嘅污水渠嘅右手邊咧，我哋都會做翻條路咧，一路行人路可以係上翻去海輝路嘅。咁呢個就係我哋希望都係可以沿住個海邊咧，係連續嘅，可以人哋係冇阻達隔之下咧，可以直通嘅。
呢、这個好緊要啊 ！Franklin 想有啲補充係咪？
哦，係啊，係，因為其實所講嗰個 connectivity 咧，想喺佢嗰個 main level 嗰度 connect， 所以就係喺 CDD 嗰邊咧，我記得佢就係都係高過而家喺海邊嗰條路仔嘅嗰個 level 嘅。咁所以咧，如果係下低佢要落咗嚟，再行過嚟，然後再行翻上去你哋嗰個 open area 咧，就即係比較困難。咁我其實我想 clarify 頭先都問得可能唔夠清楚，就係嗰啲 box cover 而家係現存啦，定抑或仲可以改變個 alignment？
而家個 box cover 係現有嘅，如果你睇翻我哋最尾呢張圖咧，其實張相咧你會睇到佢係呢個黑黑地嘅地方咧，就係個 box cover 個頂嚟噶啦。其實佢個深度咧係一個四米乘四米半嘅。
咁 bypass 嗰個咧
？bypass 嗰個會喺
都係現有定係嘛？
係啦，
都係現有
嘅。bypass 嗰個係唔係現有係會將會做嘅。
係啦，咁嗰個位咧，其實佢都有一個寬度啊。如果你將嗰個位攞咗嚟做泵房，泵房位做 bypass 夠唔夠咧？
個位置嚟講唔夠。
唔夠嘅。
咁
現有海輝道嗰個泵房咧，可唔可以攞埋嚟用，然之後做一個新嘅泵房咧？
都唔夠嘅，嗰、那個現有嗰個泵房
唔係即係combine 埋喎，即係你而家諗住做 bypass 個位，加埋現有海輝道泵房嗰個位，做一個新嘅泵房俾翻原本而家海輝道嗰啲泵房嘅用途啦，同埋你而家呢個新嘅泵房夠唔夠咧？因為只要將嗰個而家諗住做泵房嘅地方咧一抽空咗佢咧，你就成個 area 可以同隔離嗰個公園咧係連成一體啊！
因為其實嗰個而家嗰個現有嗰個海輝道嘅泵房係好細嘅，我哋而家要處理喺呢度流出嚟嘅污水咧，即係喺旱季嗰陣時候污水咧，佢係需要其實我哋喺呢度咧地下都會做咗一個比較大嘅井咧嚟裝咗嗰啲污水，然之後再用個泵房去泵走嘅。咁變咗呢、這個即係考慮嗰邊咧，嗰邊我哋係唔足夠位置咧，係起我哋呢個相應嘅泵房嘅。
地底嗰個冇問題喎，地底嗰個你可以揾啲嘢 deck over 咧，咁啲人都行得過。而家係啲露出嚟嗰個咧，就嗰部分可唔可以調咗去呢一張圖嘅右方？
呢幅呢個位置搬過嚟呢、這個呢、這個位
係啦。
但係呢度我哋個位置嚟講咧，係因為有CLP 嘅transformer 啦，同埋就加以一啲緊急將嘅氣樽咧，係要將呢啲閘自己要打開嗰啲設施咧，喺呢度個位置嚟講係唔足夠嘅。
嗯，
會唔會其實即係可唔可以即係其實？佢每次告訴我們其實你是不是已經做了一個詳細的研究是嘗試過，即如果是泵房在那邊計算數之後是不夠的，即是已經做了這個 study 還 是初步的估算來的？
我們主席或者我們已經其實隨便沒錯，我們已經做了一個即初步 的設計，就其實剛才說在右手邊咧，其實我哋而家做多一個雙型暗渠咧，其實個大細咧就同 目前嗰八隻咧就其中嘅一隻咁大嘅啫，所以係四米，大概係四米闊度嘅啫。咁而如果你睇翻，即係我哋需要有一個泵房，去相應泵翻。而家我哋講個量，即係話大唔大，但係都唔少嘅。其實我哋講緊都一個中型嘅一個咁嘅量咧。其實我哋個泵房目前嚟講，我哋如果只係喺嗰個位置點講咧？即係如果我哋喺而家我哋預留做一個 bypass 嗰個位咧，去起個泵房咧，其實就唔足夠去應付呢、這、一個流量嘅泵送，即係抽送嗰啲污水落去嘅。咁所以我哋最後考慮都係擺翻喺而家呢雙型暗渠嘅左手邊。咁就因為暫時右手邊其實佢我哋可以有嘅地咧，因為佢隔離而家現有係有其他部門係用緊嗰個地，咁我哋可以動用嘅地，其實就已經係我哋希望做多一個 bypass， 大概都係得即係幾米闊嘅啫。咁所以變咗我哋最後決定就都係擺咗喺即係左手邊呢度，即係將個泵房。咁我哋亦都喺個設計裏面咧，就盡量將除咗必須係喺地面以上啦。譬如係一啲電，即係電同電有關啦，譬如嗰啲變壓站啊、變壓房、牛房啊，咁我哋需要係擺喺地面之外咧，其實我哋嗰個泵嘅有一個泵心咧，就都已經盡量係擺曬喺地底嘅。咁我哋嘅泵咧，亦都部分咧都會係喺地面下低，咁減低咗嗰、那個喺地面上高要佔地面上高嘅 structure 嘅大細。
好，唔該曬。或者阿 Franklin， 你補充一下之後就Winnie 啦，好嘛？唔該。
唔該。咁咧，頭先都仲有一點提出咧，就係即係嗰個 open area 咧，因為而家上面咧冇任何設施喺度咧，係即係就咁嘅設計咧，我就會睇到咧就冇得可以使用。咁所以咧變咗咧係我頭先提出咧就話要諗咗，你諗住喺上面做啲乜嘢 activities， 然後做翻一個相應嘅設計。當然亦都要功能性係配合啦，你要可以揭開佢去維修，去清嗰啲污糟嘢。咁但係咧，如果而家咁樣滿足咗功能，然之後再睇下我 open 咗佢，咁就應該點用都得啦。咁反為咧，其實就會使用唔到。所以咧，我就想即係睇下嗰個要加一樣嘢落去，即係可能要向 LCSD 取經咧，就係話其實我想呢度做啲咩嘢最適合咧，咁所以要有啲乜嘢設施，然後咧又要配合你嗰個功能嘅需要，所以咧就要嗰啲設施要點樣設計啦，咁即係需要有一個 function 俾佢嗰度，要諗咗做啲咩嘢先，即係當你唔係維修嘅時候做啲咩嘢，咁所以即係希望呢一點你哋即係考慮一下。
阿 Winnie。
唔該，主席。咁其實頭先渠務署都講到話即係講得好清楚，其實呢一個工程嘅即係必要性啦。因為其實我諗委員都會留意到，其實嗰、那個油麻地避風塘嗰度嘅水質確實係即係需要有一啲嘢去做去改善，同埋尤其是我諗嗰啲臭味嘅問題啦。咁我哋都聽過唔少嘅。咁相信大家都會覺得個工程係有需要嘅，不過今日我都聽到好多即係委員嘅意見，就有包括究竟即係嗰個工程嗰、那個個 footprint， 即係嗰個需要嘅地方啦，同埋究竟嗰、那個對於整體即係同隔離嗰個海濱長廊嗰個連接性啦，同埋佢喺呢一個土地上邊即係留翻俾即係公眾用嘅一個 open space 嘅地方係唔係即係舒夠唔夠舒服，夠唔夠用得好呢？咁我覺得呢一方面其實Harbour Unit 會可以繼續同渠務署繼續去商討，睇下會唔會可以即係再改善一個設計，令到即係呢一個設施呢，除咗發揮個功能性之外呢，亦都希望盡量可以釋出即係更多嘅土地出嚟係作我哋即係open space 之用啦。咁我諗會後啦，我哋Harbour Unit 會再同DSD 嗰邊會再傾一傾個 design。咁有需要我哋可能即係再請 DSD 再 circle 嚟一個即係一個 revise 嘅 design 啦，即係睇可唔可以即係再釋出多少少地方 setback 多啲，或者係令到嗰、那個 環境會好啲？譬如話會唔會有少少 shade， 即係 shaded areas 啊？會唔會有即係啲凳坐啊？呢啲設計上會唔會令到佢唔會好突兀有一個呢啲公眾 facility 會唔會可以喺個 facade 上面做得好啲？咁我諗可以翻去再傾一傾，睇下會唔會可以翻嚟有一個更加好嘅 design 俾委員去睇嘅。
Thank you. 咁我諗啊 ，I think we can now summer Paul.
Just a few comments that I'd like to make. I'd like to know the width of that promenade. I can't see from this drawing what the actual width is.
It's three meters.
3 meters.
Yes.
I hope that between the blue area and the pink area, there could be another access point between the street and the promenade, so we can break up the alignments, because otherwise you can only enter either at the pier or all the way at the staircase, which is so if you could break up that distance. In terms of the roof, I don't think we're breaching anybody's sideline behind it, because the station is behind it. So I'm not so worried about the roof. If we put a roof over it, a Blake's Pier roof, whatever, so people can actually have shade, then we can't put planters, because you need access into the pump rooms and into the culvert. So you probably need a roof or something like that over it to provide shade, because planters and trees won't be able to use it. I still don't know how this thing works. So we're pumping the water from the drains, will be pumped in the sewage into the sewage system normally, or do you take things out and put it into trucks? Then how often do you have to have vehicular access, or is under normal operations you don't need access? I just don't really understand this operation of this thing. How often do you have to open up these things and close these things? Is it once a year, or is it constantly? And if you put benches, again, they could be shaded benches.
Uh-huh,
if these are lovers' seats, then don't let them sit in the sun. Then nobody will use it. So shaded benches, vehicular access, roof, and then can Winnie confirm that the LCSD will now include, or the CDD will include the pier entrance in their other project, because last time that was excluded. You
excluded.
So the pier access is excluded by everybody, which becomes a bit silly. I think the pier access should be either included with you or with the other projects that we do in the advanced promenade, so that it can be all done nicely.
Okay, thank you. Because I think we have to take Winnie's suggestion and to invite DSD to come back with a revised design. So do members still have additional points to add? I think YY, you have an additional points for the team to take back.
Just very quick. 其實可唔可以喺海輝道至到嗰啲 penstock 嗰個可以將佢縮窄佢？咁我哋變咗 waterfront 嗰度，咪又可以有多啲地方用咯？即係呢個係咪一個 minimum 嗰個 distance 嚟㗎？係啦，早啲落個閘。
Okay. Thank you. I think you can take this point, and I'm going to invite DSD to come back with a revised design, taking into comments of members and exploring different opportunities. But I think it's also important that this task force recognize that this project actually aims to improve the water quality and to address the odor problem at the new Yomate Typhoon shelter. That would help to make really the Thai Cocktail waterfront more present and attractive for public enjoyment. So I think this is a worthwhile project that we really need to look further into, trying to achieve your functions while maximizing the possible enjoyments for the public. Thank you very much. Tom?
Sorry, one final point on that point about the odor reduction, the pollution reduction. The paper talks about it reducing 70% of pollution. Is that 70% of all pollution that goes into the typhoon shelter, or 70% of pollution from this one source?
Thank you, Tom. Let's give this information when you come back, please. Thank you very much. Thank you.